Radio Maryja. Radio Maryja.
Gilg J as Gilg Perach.
Showed you a clare to Enmasich, clare na gael, a smiley I'm sure she altaka. My name is Robert Cuttine Carswell, Robert the Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
And I'm here to present this programme which comes in two languages, with a thread in the English language, a snaelia sigilg, and another thread in the Manx language, Chinyan Amera, the mother tongue of Alan Vanin, the Isle of Man. As Banach and Dhurish, well, first of all, Moilia Soilia, congratulations to Zoe Cannell, whose appointment as 6th Manx Bard by Bridge Carter and the Team Manx Bard was announced just a few hours ago, just late this afternoon. You can hear more about that in Shachleigh this Thursday evening, the 29th of August, between 5:30 and 6 o'clock here on Manx Radio. So that's Zoe Cannell, who's been appointed as the 6th Manx Bard. We were looking last time at the description of the island in a written report made by James Challoner to Thomas Lord Fairfax, and this report was dated December 1653. We rejoin Challoner as he describes the island's agriculture and some other natural resources. Gedevel shinna jitgus chera skeelan na chlub naichiad, Hur mi skil elje, erlinjes, mush naichiad fogelongi, senacht tiskruts of earl, ege chudslu, as vi skrut eger merikenach enmesich Andrew Mallon Millward, ten skil shaw enmesich kemrk a quail. We begin with the song The Words by Mona Douglas, the tune by Nicky Giovanelli, Ashlyn Achin, a sea vision performed by Kate Dowman. Tashu geistiach rish radio vanning, stashu na nashun, skeliena wash dulish, Alan Vanin.
Thank you.
Aislinn Achin, The Sea Vision. Words by Mona Douglas, and the tune was written by Nicky Giovanelli. Where we left him, James Challoner was telling us about. Of fowl, this island hath plenty, and great variety, especially in the Isle of the Calf, where there's a sort of sea fowl called puffins. And we noted that these weren't the little summer sea parrots, but the young of the Manx shearwater, whose Latin name is Puffinus puffinus. Challoner goes on to a sort of mix of natural history and, well, fancy or fantasy in regard to these birds, which he describes as being of a very unctuous constitution, which means that they're full of oil. And he says that they breed in the coney holes. That's the rabbits, of course, the coney holes, the conies leaving their burrows for that time. And of these birds, the puffinus puffinus, the Manx shearwater, they're never seen with their young, but, either very early in the morning or late in the evening, nourishing, as is conceived, their young with oil, which, drawn from their own constitution, is dropped into their mouths, for that being opened, there is found in their crops no other sustenance but a single sorrel leaf, which the old give their young for digestion's sake, as is conjectured. Well, quite. Tan er ein chit the valley of ein overegger, gagan as bremerach, te drappel mach as a chan leischen ford, as jach les the tie, as te groschel. Skeib a sham of rares mish, chaus tashin cor ebe goil greim luben na chris, as tarn eg lenten fillet ye chrusen. Tashin gair ter, troggel nis a charvat, va feislet dol tashin eg queg a chlag, as de meal tashin de chor shis eg bunnel yavach. As eshtan voir anchitrish, smoodel shis an apernek, Ginnisek de vel pert de flour el jegen, kout sus vai rollen funi taruch. Ti gaert ersen, kesmut de liena lug, corfeschen ersen, chaud deschen kemerach magit chamer. Ten ein sai mach as a red, as te sai schis cornele ljabach, lutje a grim. Nod rawe, mojarache, Cor fregat and defation fain lie, as the famer faceler praised onums. Te cor jay no osher and nylon do egger. Jinu bluggan and jow. This is a polka inspired by a Swedish sexton of the church and a fiddler of the 19th century, well, say the 19th century, in fact, 1850, and he died in 1907. So into the 20th century. His name was Robert Landin, and as I say, he was Swedish, so it probably isn't pronounced like that. But this is a track by Swap, and they call it simply Robert.
I am too. Thank you.
Jaunty polka from the band Schwab, and that was called Robert.
The Nation Station, Men's Radio.
Shene, Stashun, and Ashun, Shenda Jaro, Radio Vanning, as unshort as you geishach, Rish Clenigale. Mish Robert Katin Carso, Robert a Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
As the cow a derry ye orin. Sure, gaushu shove again and beggar matashu. Cowdston jaelia, bulla nai oir of askage, as ti tujum er lair. De ve kalt ons cornel dorche eniach a chemer liabach. Cowds nevel pecher be genorin, chanel nyart ein air. Ach, de hroggle sus an osher hash gus nin stroinen, as de stronach ee. Chawns te goel jenair, te sai ag a vi ar a vogage, as eish te siadu sus. Te goel miller drigach fain chistio rioja, as te golgus an unig. Te gian mach ar a spair, te ciaw sailge ar a tolu ega, ulliu na eker an sio, fa bolesh an air ega, as ega chiana roshen. Tammy gol mach as a tolt, yinach e grein a kuten. Ach, kuten elje, ha djinnach e ach bremerach as figeel. Ta bielen in mer a fosla, mor de bechi ir cheek or ochsan day. As eish, ti djinn orins, as treasury de be fragger to nine. Back to these puffins, then. The flesh of these birds, says Challoner, is nothing pleasant fresh, because of their rank and fish-like taste. But, pickled or salted, they may be ranked with anchovies, caviar, or the like, but profitable they are in their feathers, and oil, of which they make great use about their wool. Now, in Sophia Morrison's fairy tales, of course, they talk about brushing the surface of the oven and so on, the range, with a feather. So perhaps this was the kind of use that was made of it. But of the oil, which they make great use about their wool. Now, you'd think there might be lanolin enough in wool, but no, they also add in the oil from the Manx shearwaters, apparently. On now to other species that Challoner refers us to. Here are some eyries of mettled falcons that build in the rocks. Great store of conies, red deer. Well, of course, we're not short of rabbits, but red deer, in fact, in more recent times, there's been the suggestion of the reintroduction of red deer to farm them for their meat. And even just a couple of years ago, consideration was being given to their reintroduction in the wild to increase the island's biodiversity. There's a folk tale of Baron Kitter going to hunt red deer on the calf, and that's amongst Sophia Morrison's Manx fairy tales as well. For many years, one of the changing combinations of youngsters, tutored by Mike Bolton, RBV, has been known as Share na Veg, better than nothing. And that's a concept that Linda Griffith supplies here, and she's singing to us Tidder Hughes Jones's song, and that's better than nothing, My Hinnis Welsh na Dim. Griffiths making the best of a bad job, in a way, in Tidda Hughes-Jones's song. She's saying she'll get dipping back a little bit, and that's my honey and Welsh na dim, that's better than nothing. Challoner finishes off about the bird life by noting that in the summertime, there arrive here, out of Ireland and the western parts of Scotland, many of those small hawks called merlins. Now, Challoner continues, it's apparent that though it be now destitute of wood, it hath had great plenty. Witness the oaks digged up often from underground. And the notes to the Manx Society reprint of James Challoner's works are by the Reverend J.G. Cumming, the editor of it. And he notes that William Sacheverell, 1638 to 1691, another former governor, refers to the same fact of oak being dug up from under the ground. And Cumming tells us, the drainage of the Great Curragh in the north of the Isle of Man, which was anciently occupied by several lakes, commenced about the close of the 16th century. At a depth of from 18 to 20 feet in this curragh, under the peat were discovered the remains of trees, chiefly oak and fir, with their roots still firm in the ground, but their heads broken off and lying towards the northeast. We'll come back to J.G. Cumming's notes here. Cren fair na velshu ryw gre veg, tam o vrer gian orm, eish da shingan gian uriish. Balu. Tashin sai a bein lesh al chaud sunsten smunyan, tashin gair ter nerein, chaud te snapper al mach as a told. As trud shen the yinu, tashin goil toyach der tigale. So told, te cummel na foliach den ege. na rithin, djinnu mac tullach vai leon fodder the henna ta fos rachlashin. Na rithin erskin inch as try. Feniach a vrastel ta lau as aundrun as na altan brishtok. Fo eidach latchach de verninen derau. As eish as nish, tretan lamurkinus chit de vei rauer. Te filium a geet de chorag as te struge erljegen, as kunjenega. Nesgrunen hug a chergen day on strea chager, de chorg as na luchten tayok al na hal. Nesgrunen sean a vodach e riu cordau tre henke tay rish, van tail elje shen. Fos ljai foglen na chumregen, maier en denish, as na mail. Ega cumann na fógan. Some years ago there used to be an Irish lady called Nora, and she used to sing a song called The Green Glens of Antrim. I used to enjoy her singing. She died some years ago now. Here's a version of The Green Glens of Antrim, and it's followed by The Star of the County Down. And unusually, the two songs, the two tunes of the songs, are played by the Royal Irish Rangers on pipes. The tunes of two songs, The Green Glens of Antrim and The Star of the County Down, played on pipes and drums by the Royal Irish Rangers.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.
Tashu geist jachrish, Radio Vanning, Stashu Narashun, Skeljena, Wushtulish, Alan Vanning. She Clena Gailton, Clare Shaw, Merimpeen, Robert Gutin Coswell, Robert Akarslach.
Did thee ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Tan erain, ginnu sus mosaic garu jane shanachis ega. Na cadden gortit eg shach blina deish, brek les grain an troma sharnach a chara. Na craplagan hochgus queg ma fremand an a sulian centoil ega. Rai chiau vrish a chledden state, the kinjach piendach, the juntan jerga atit jega, as na hinchin Vietnam ega. Ta shin jean ner sailjachan kemmer ke quail, neg fir elia jane lid, ta chiad an jau herish na strach in Kansas, tushin vi machelia na gull yegel, lyai sul, gull foda, chauds ta shin jean mach as an unyag erskin velia. Ten voirain, screba mogadan as eish te gul dve na shadu rosh a grai niachan as chirmi, cleanit ega wulier masen ega cri hin. The tostach, te cor malach an lair an estate briunus, gin troggle red moor tru genurd shaw. Ta treish fesek, gurish smareg smachenach, to be kiedek leanyach, the chrek an in it shaw. Cumming's note goes on to refer to Bishop Wilson's History of the Isle of Man, and he quotes it as saying, "Some large trees of oak and fir have been found, some 2 feet and a half in diameter. They don't lie promiscuously, but where there is plenty of one sort, there are generally few or none of the other. And Cumming himself notes that these trees were probably contemporaneous with those forests which we now found submerged around the shores of the Isle of Man, more particularly at Strand Hall in Poolvash Bay, and which grew upon that drift gravel terrace which once connected the Isle of Man with the surrounding coasts of Great Britain and Ireland. The basins containing the shell marl, in which are found the remains of the Cervus megasaurus, this is the great deer now known as Megaloceros giganteus, the giant deer, but once known as the Irish elk, of which the impressive skeleton has long been such a well-known feature of the Manx Museum. So it's in these basins containing the shell marl in which are found the remains of the Cervus megasaurus. Now we go delving in the ground. Who better to go delving in the ground than the Cornish lads? Look down a hole in the ground. There you'll find a Cornish lad mining away.
For Cornish lads are fishermen, and Cornish lads are miners too. But when the fish and tin are gone, what are the Cornish boys to do? From Newlyn town we used to sail, through rain and mist and lashing gale, the mackerel shoals we hope to find, and soon we've left lands and behind. For Cornish lads are fishermen, and Cornish lads are miners too. But when the fish and tin are gone, what are the Cornish boys to do? We've searched the seven stones all around, but not a sign nor shoal we've found. Round Island Light is now in sight, but Scillies are a barren ground. For Cornish lads are fishermen, and Cornish lads are miners too. But when the fish and tin are gone, what are the Cornish boys to do? The winding engine used to sing a melody to Cornish tin, and Geaver lads they all would grin a payday on a Friday. For Cornish lads are fishermen, and Cornish lads are miners too. But when the fish and tin are gone, what are the Cornish boys to do? The water now reclaims the mine, and young men talk of old men's time, and go to work in gold or coal, or face a life upon the dole. For Cornish lads are fishermen, and Cornish lads are miners too. But when the fish and tin are gone, what are the Cornish boys to do? The hammer of the auction man is the only sound we soon will hear, and visitors will make the noise and order drinks from Cornish boys. For Cornish lads are fishermen, and Cornish lads are miners too. But when the fish and tin are gone, what are the Cornish boys to do? We'll do as we have done before, go out and roam the wild world o'er, wherever sea or ships are found, or there's a hole down underground. For Cornish lads are fishermen, and Cornish lads are miners too. So when the fish and tin are gone, that's what
the Cornish boys will do.
Roger Bryant leading the way on his own song, Cornish Lads. The Reverend J.G. Cummings' note on the bog oak finishes, "The remains lie underneath the turf beds." Try that again. "The remains lie underneath the turf beds and trees in the gravel itself. They point to the period when the drift gravel was a wide, treeless plain, roamed over by the herds of deer whose remains we now find in the marl, lying at the bottom of them." We'll go back to James Challoner's text again, and he says of oak that the certainty that it would yet grow there, if planted, is proved by the plantations which some few have made about their houses, as well of fruit trees as others. And there was an old right of estivers to collect wood from land not your own for burning. I'm not sure whether that applied in the island with so few trees to go at. But the island is not at this time abundant in trees, of course, as I say. "Yet," says Challoner, "is not this country destitute of fuel, for it affordeth great plenty of turf and peat, and of peat the best that I ever saw, which, though not so durable as coal, yet is it lasting and more pleasant in the burning." As the Scocher gus balia erd Kansas, gurish huillin shan chara, erno, mavad grey, quoi ons nurne ta bech a cheer sa ling shaw. Son shigaris, chene shieltnus ulyu ein machion an air ein, ta fis ein began, I drau lug de ve curit came began the surges an nigege, as slug a sheese bulgum na gae the ustia bay bourbon, renne cor leshin mui an shen merish. Cowds renction and trailers are told, henk eg a stap, as renne cummel sushin, the hjarn, the del, yinach corsaljadun, the fag and sadorachus. A shingen claimich gus a chlew, odach shin sorrel, the chas ernenelege, hug ernin sulian, sheila ustia. As eish, henk na saljagan, the vei fodich, fair as fair. Salsige maag onaarner liege kemmerke kweel daag kiert. As er a sol shor a dorish, ha noddach an erain veg a grey, gin skiel bi machion an acht, ren a shan chan ar ein troggle kemmerke kweel, ullion a blint an shen ed a henna. Now here's the band Grada that were over here from Trinach a few years ago. They're playing Allons Vert.
Thank you.
the band Grada and two tunes which they collectively call A L'Envers.
The Nation Station, Match Radio.
Stasiun na nasiun da jaru ta Radio Vanin, as she clean a gael ta reclash and cartnish. She Robert Cutin Cosleton and a morum Robert a Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Nan hir hirt, yawe merish ben. Cartan shid so laut as foy cry. Nan a trodden an da corneris va jintega nae a vrair, eshen hur bes sa chaga. Zersen genel en nai nach trud unfotograf inrichen ho kraplitjes peber kratniach. Chauds rennen erok gianoru, munga, as e lie lai er na delen skultit, lish na ordegen ega kurich trud na luben denemega son a chris. Sioch a bol, chur nin moire, jai blienen a sanma, kat rosha vilje bliena, as e croch a shis fai garmin, cadha magit da mol san air cune. As jenny eri fi vur iri fai na gailtianek. Ach a ni shen a ni hugge lesh mach un shen merish, rau shen ma vei. Trevan sailjus jerry fordich, chau stai jay kemmer ka quail, Ren and tostage fi down jay cor eral cor sailje damn astral ren and tostage fi down jay cor eral the right through mishes mavrer gorish a hiet haishin stjach uns keel follum rosh a hiet shirvesh on lucky ein ren cor arin claymain us john as nasjena. And James Challoner observes, there is limestone in the south part of the isle, but no quarries of freestone anywhere, but upon the seaside near Balladool, but that very difficult to be polished in regard of the hardness thereof. Of which stone Castle Rushen, hereafter mentioned, was built. And the Reverend J.G. Cummings has another note here. Castle Rushen is not built of limestone from the Balladool quarries, which is of a later age, but from the limestone of the same age as that on which the castle itself stands, either having been raised on the shore close by, or brought from the neighbourhood of the Stack of Scarlet. It's not improbable that, under the name of quarries at Balladool, our author refers to the quarries of Black Posidonia Schist, generally known as Poolvash Black Marble, which are situated on the shore of Poolvash Bay near Balladool. It was from these quarries that the stone was procured, which was presented by Bishop Thomas Wilson for the steps of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. Now here's a song which is rather unseasonal since it's talking of the spring and daffodils, but it's a lovely little song. It's called The Sparrow's Tale, and it's performed here by the man who wrote it, Greg Jochen.
Sometimes sad tales are better left untold until the stars have grown old. Let the wind and rain take time to wash away the pain. Then one day in a morning, one day in a night, one day maybe see the light. A greedy beetle grabbed a little moth and kept her bound. Hey ho, said, look at what I've found. Then he made a pledge and took her down underneath the hedge. He kept her in the morning, kept her in the night. Young guys would never see the light. A fee-fi-fo from the beetle cries, now here I come. You can't hide and you can't run. Then he told her why, and said, your time is now mine. The greedy beetle turned the little moth against her will, into a daffodil. Cheer up, the tawny sparrow sings. I've heard tell of worse things. I listened to his song, and what went wrong with little saffron wings. The clouds are lined with silver, all the lanes are paved with gold. Down the road we both must go.
The Sparrow's Tale, written and sung by Greg Jochen. Fashion and shadow and shen, a truergin, gin glaisicha. As ve gin, there I were tosted shen, chebble dun, de jargach. And dere ye, oddus, feyera, cor orin lord. As in jail ye, gurish beel, lien foslit, oddus slugga shin shees, the bollach. Well, St. Paul's Cathedral may still be there in London, but any steps of Poulvache black marble are long gone, because not very durable, apparently. J.G. Cumming notes another ecclesiastical use of Poulvache black marble for the parish church of St. Peter's in Lord Street, Liverpool, when built. Well, St. Peter's in Liverpool is gone, built in 1700 but demolished in 1922. And now the only sign of its former presence is a bronze Maltese cross, and the site of that is in what's been known for many years as Church Street. Well, don't forget to listen out for more about the celebration and the announcement of Zoe Cannell as the six-month's bard, and that'll be in Shachley this Thursday, the 29th of August, between 5:30 and 6:00 here on Manx Radio. We close with Breton band Skilda, though here they sing a Scottish song, A Faliarin. Shane was Clan Gael here at show, and so until the next time, this is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert Carslach.
Have a tale of old Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night, Eve. I'm a Chrieriu, as Orsolier, as my Yerian Shedio William.